Barbara.
It's a bit hard, actually, making four jobs. But even though I've got four jobs, part-time jobs, they didn't work up to a full-time job even. Because, like, at creche, they're 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. The after-school club is 3.5 hours. And the cleaning job is 1 hour. And then under-12s is only 10 hours a month. It's still only a 40-hour week. We're not allowed pets in our house, but we've got a snake. So now I had the snake, and she used to get her lad to get whitefish. But I couldn't get it to eat. And I'm going, oh no, it's going to die. So she bought a goldfish about 1.5 inches, say 2 inches long. And she took it home, and she put it in the snake's water bowl. It's a water snake. And she fed her little fish, and she sat for 2 hours watching this fish snake. Never came out. And she went down the stairs again. When I came in, she says, "Ma, I'm going upstairs and see my fish." I saw a fish, all right. It was a great bump in the snake. The snake had eaten the fish. I mean, this is just like 3 months ago. So they didn't eat very often. She bought another fish. It was in there 2 minutes and the snake had eaten it again. But it's not getting me. I've got a goldfish. It's a great big goldfish. I had it first, then I gave it my sister, because she got a big tank and was wetting fish. And she came back with Peter Loach. He's about that long. And this is like 10 years I've had this fish between me and my sister. They're still living. So there's nobody snakes getting it. Well, Peter Loach might eat a snake. It was... Alan came in one day and in the kitchen, and it was lying on the kitchen floor. It had jumped out the bowl. So for a while, I had to keep a cover, because apparently a weather loach, when it's got to be windy and stormy, it starts jumping about and going mad. I'm supposed to be predicting the weather.